This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest lives in the land down under. Yeah, Australia. But guess what? His reach is global. He is known as the healing vet, and you're about to find out why. But we got to pay for this show by taking a quick break. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
What's up, pet pals? Arden Moore here, your host of the O-Behave Show. Me? Wow. Did you know there's up to 100 million free roaming cats in the United States? And without spay or neuter, that number is only going to keep growing. Not only does spay neuter humanely reduce the community cat population, it keeps cats healthy. Scooter, the neuter cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Hey, check them out. Go to givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org and help us make this a better world for cats.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Please welcome to our show, Dr. Edward Bassing-Swite. Did I get your name right?
Oh, it's close enough. It's the worst name in the world to try and pronounce or spell, I got to tell you.
I counted it. You have 16 letters in your last name. No wonder you like to be called Dr. Edward.
It's crazy.
How hard was that going to school as a youngster trying to spell your last name?
It took a while. And this is Jem, who's our little Whippet puppy.
So for those folks, Jem is a Whippet puppy. And what's the backstory on Jem?
We got Jem a little bit before Christmas. So she's about 4.5 months old.
Okay.
She's lots of fun. She's super crazy, high energy, very intelligent, into everything. Chewed up a couple of pairs of prescription glasses and peed on her bed last week. You know, doing puppy stuff.
Yeah, that's why they call the puppy year the wonder year. You kind of wonder where your sanity goes, even as a veterinarian, right?
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. Lovely.
You're called the healing vet. Let's just dive right in. That's a pretty powerful moniker.
Well, it's what I do. So what I do is that I'm an intuitive integrative veterinarian. So in my mid-20s, I got chronic fatigue syndrome. And what I didn't know was Lyme for about 15 years. And Western medicine kind of ran out of answers pretty quickly. It was pretty helpful for the first 6 months or so with a couple of major symptoms. And then it was kind of like, well, you got a syndrome, which means doctors mean don't know what the heck is going on. And the only thing that really gave me much relief was energy healing type work. So I went off and learned how to do a bit of that, which was interesting and very expansive and strange and wonderful for a conservative country boy, I've got to tell you.
Well, yeah, you were saying something, you were barefoot in the bush country. What does that mean? Tell us, as a little boy, what was some things you really enjoyed doing?
Well, I grew up on a cattle property, which you guys would call a ranch in North Queensland.
Okay.
About 120 square miles of country and anything from 5,000 to 6,000 head of cattle and anything from 80 to 120 head of horses, depending on when we last had a clearance sale to try and get rid of some of them. So I grew up, running wild in the bush and mustering cattle, working cattle, competing on horses, all that sort of thing.
Did you come from a big family? Was there other brothers and sisters?
Just one brother.
Okay.
But yeah, then I got into the learned energy healing because I couldn't work at all for a few years. I was very unwell with chronic fatigue. When I came home and practiced, I'd practice every day because I'm on the autistic spectrum as well, and I tend to get healthy obsessions.
That's okay. You became a vet in 95, correct?
I did become a vet in 95. I worked in mixed practice for about a year and a half. It was a terrible job, awful bosses. Then I ran across a fellow called Dr. Tom Ahern who woke me up to the idea of working with necks and backs and things like that. He used to work with horses, and he'd take horses that had a forelimb lameness that they'd nerve block, x-ray multiple times, couldn't find a reason for. He'd mobilize the neck and the lameness would go away. So that was what triggered me into the hands-on work that I do, the physical therapy.
Yeah, I want to make sure we give a shout-out at Tom Ahern. It's A-H-E-R-N, a horse veterinarian, correct?
Yeah, it still is. It still
is. So isn't that fate? Fate, how did you two meet, and what was it that made the light bulb go on with you that says, I want to be, and I love this, an intuitive and integrative veterinarian? That's a double modifier there.
Well, I've only started using the intuitive modifier in the last year or so.
Well, that's a smart double modifier. Add that. That's a good one.
Oh, I do. Absolutely, because it is what I do. But I was doing a locum job in Geraldton in Western Australia, and Dr. Tom came to town to work with a few horses, and he had a few hours spare and I had a few hours spare, and he just gave me a little masterclass. He was very generous with his knowledge. And then I thought, well, you know, dogs and cats have necks and backs. So I just started feeling with more curiosity and intention into the bodies. Pretty quickly, I found quite a lot of pain, restriction, dysfunction. And I wanted to help these animals. So I just started playing around with touch, with pressure, with movement, because there were no modalities then that I could learn. There just wasn't anything available.
And this is where the acronym, the WEB method, comes in. Whole energy body balance, correct?
Yeah.
So explain that to us mere mortals, what that is.
Whole energy body balance is a modality that's come out of, you know, 28 years of me working hands-on with animals, working with energy healing and intuitive work, and also very much influenced by my own journey of recovery from chronic fatigue and Lyme disease. So WEB is a profoundly healing body work and energy work modality for pets, people, and horses. And we have programs for home and certified professional practitioners for all of those. We're doing WEB for horses for the first time ever this year, which is pretty exciting. But just to circle back to the energy work thing, when I got home and practiced, I'd sit down at my desk and practice, which is somewhere where I, with a pen on paper, using a kind of an outline of a human as a focus. Okay. And my little dog, Ticker, would come run up the steps and sit at my feet within minutes every time I started practicing. Now, the first three or four times, I thought, oh, that's a strange coincidence. But after, you know, dozens of times of consistently every time I practice, and it wasn't at the same time every day or anything like that either, she would come up and sit at my feet. And, you know, that told me a couple of things. Number one, she could somehow sense or feel what I was doing. Number two, she liked it.
And number three, she would like you to help her.
Yeah. Well, she just liked being in the presence of this quality of energy. So then I started integrating that into my practice. And as I do today, you know, I've got some horses that have arrived in my life in the last about 10, 12 days ago. First time I've had horses in over 20 years, which is just so, so beautiful. But I've been using energy healing to help them settle in. You know, they've been in a little paddock close to the house, but they started chewing on the house, and there's a glass window there that they were likely to break. So I had to kick them out of the close paddock. They're in a bigger paddock, and the old mare is like, I want to come back in the little paddock. So she's up and down the fence and up and down the fence. But yesterday I did some energy-based stuff with her, and you could see her. I'd do a certain thing and she'd stop and relax and settle down. And after a while she unlocked from the fence and moved away, you know. So it's really remarkable how you can connect with and support animals in a very deep way with energy healing. And it's a big part of what I do.
And when you're doing that, it is not just the hands, it's the breathing, it's the being in the presence, mind, not thinking about something in the past or the future, correct? I mean, you got to clear your head out and focus, right?
You've got to, well, the more present you can be within yourself, the more present you can be with another being. And the more present you can be together, the deeper the connection, for sure. And a lot of the energy-based interventions or skills are skills of consciousness. So you can do them in person and you can do them in a distance with your more powers of your imagination and intention.
I do want, when the show's over, everyone to dash to thehealingvet.com to check out more. But in that, you talked about there's messages, and I love this. You say, love is the cornerstone of healing, and then profound healing for your pet is possible, and much of the power lies in your hands. There's a lot of people tuned into our show all over the world right now who love their pets. Is there a tip or two you can give them?
Well, first I'd just say to go to wholeenergybodybalance.com as well. That's where all the modality information is.
It is wholebodyenergybalance.com.
Other way around. Whole energy body balance.
Oh, whole energy body. Yeah, because it has to spell well.
Web.
Well,
web.
I can't spell your last name and I can't spell your website. That's right. Whole energy body balance. There you go, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So can you explain a little bit, a couple of the points you just said? Love is the cornerstone of healing. I think that's something that's sometimes missed or undervalued.
Well, I honestly believe that love is the most powerful and infinite force in our universe. And the more that we can learn how to, well, we've got to love ourselves first, you know, that's the most important thing. And one thing, a question that I often ask my clients is, you know, are you as lovely to yourself as you are to your dog or your cat? And nearly always their face kind of goes a bit weird and they go, oh, no, not even close, right? So we're often much kinder and much more loving towards our pets than we are towards ourselves. And we deserve to have just as much loving kindness directed towards ourselves by ourselves as we do towards our pets. So that's been a big first step for me, was learning how to really care for myself. And I think a lot follows from that.
Okay. Hey, everyone, we're speaking with the Healing Vet. I'm not kidding you. I want you to check that site out after the show, along with Whole Energy Body Balance. Haha, I got it right this time. We're talking with Dr. Edward. We're going to dive in a little bit more after we take this break. And you all know the drill. We got to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Pet Greens is proud to support O Behave on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
Anyone who knows me knows I am a very strong proponent for cats being indoors. But when we bring cats indoors, where I feel it's safest, we have an obligation to make sure they have a fulfilling life, that they get enrichment. And part of that enrichment is encouraging health. And a big part of that health is cat grass. Cat grass helps with the prevention of hairballs. It can help keep your cat away from houseplants. It's also fun for your cat. It's a natural behavior that your cat wants to chew, and you know that you're providing it in a safe way.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets on Pet Life Radio.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walsham. I hope you're gonna tune in and listen to O Behave on Pet Life Radio with Arden Moore, because she's a delight.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box, the letterbox, that is. Now back to O Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're speaking with Dr. with a very, very long name, Bassan Zawite. Just call him Dr. Edward. Call him the Healing Vet. Just call him, because he goes all over the country helping people get the best health out of their dogs, cats, and other companion animals, sentient beings. I mean, I know there was a Dr. Doolittle, but I think you're more powerful than Dr. Doolittle. What do you think?
Oh, that's a big rep.
Yeah. I don't give compliments easily. I used to be an investigative reporter, but I'm just saying you're tuning in and that's helping people, but you're also using other modalities. You want to get into this? So give me a success example, something you did for a dog, a cat, a horse that you're like, I feel like this pet is now better than they were before they saw me.
Well, I'll tell you the story of Benny, who's a greyhound I saw quite a number of years ago. Benny's mum called me up because Benny had a terrible thunder phobia. So I went out to meet Benny and I said, well, what's the story with Benny? Tell me about Benny. She said he's a 12-year-old retired racing greyhound, had a long year on the track, long career on the track, won lots and lots of money. He's got a terrible thunder phobia, and apart from that, Look, he's just really a grumpy old man. He spends most of his time on his bed. If you try to get him off his bed, he'll snap at you sometimes. And he grumbles at us if we watch TV past 8 o'clock at night. So I got Benny out in the middle of the room and I got my hands on him to gently feel into his body. Now, I was being very, very gentle. But as soon as I connected with him, there goes the whippet.
Whippet be gone.
As soon as I started to really gently feel into his body, he immediately did a big boom, warning air snap. So I said, thanks, Benny. Thanks for, you know, telling me two things. Number one, you're extraordinarily painful. Number two, you're worried I'm going to hurt you. So I reconnected and built a bit of trust and felt through Benny's body. And Benny was just a big screaming bundle of silent pain. So silent pain, Mitzi, no, enough. Silent pain is soft tissue, neck or back pain that animals live with, but that they show little or no signs of outwardly that you can see. You have to feel, you have to learn how to feel into their body to discover and unearth this pain that makes a lot, probably about 50% of pets in the world are living with pain that their humans don't know they have.
That's a pretty powerful statement. And especially like cats who don't want to show outward signs of any weakness too, right?
Well, dogs are the same.
Yeah, but I'm just saying dogs might be more apt to say I hurt rather than a cat, I think. Maybe?
Yes, nope. No. Okay. A lot of them mask extremely, extremely well. Maybe cats are a bit better at masking. So Lisa, Benny's mum, was, you know, shocked and horrified. And Benny's was one of the most painful dogs I've ever laid my hands on. He'd still be in the top 10 most painful dogs out of all the thousands that I've had my hands on. So she said, what can we do? I said, we'll do some whole energy body balance, body work, energy work sessions. We'll do one a week. I'll do one now. I'll come back every week and we'll do that. So did one session, came back a week later, small improvement. Came back for the third session, small improvement. When I came back for the fourth session, Lisa was just, you could see she was grinning from ear to ear. She's really excited. I said, what's going on? She said, look, you won't believe it. Benny has had a complete transformation. He is playing with toys for the first time in his life.
Oh, my gosh.
She got out a ball and gave the ball to Benny. He's throwing it for himself, these big long arms, legs going everywhere, big goofy grin. He'd never shown interest in toys before this. He was stealing soft, fluffy teddy bears from their daughter's bed and taking them to his bed to snuggle up.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, again, never done before.
It's a silent scream for help, this pain.
Absolutely.
That you were able to show in her for Benny. And I'm just saying, maybe people need to touch with a purpose rather than just tap the head or say, good boy. And it sounds like it really could help a pet physically and psychologically. You
know, absolutely. And Benny also, instead of complaining about people watching TV, was up and asking for pats and connection. He started doing Zoomies again for the first time in years. And he became the world's naughtiest puppy at the ripe age of 12 and did a whole lot of other things like getting into bins and chewing the bottom out of a handbag to get to some Easter eggs. And just once he was set free from all this pain and trauma, it's not only physical pain that this type of work releases, it's trauma. And it's incredibly helpful too for anxious animals. You know, we've had a lot of.
We have a big spike in anxious animals since COVID, you know?
Yeah.
So you do give talks all over the world on this, right?
Well, I'm mostly here in Australia. I talk online all over the world. But yeah, I'm certainly wanting to make. You know, there's a huge knowledge and skill gap across the board.
Right.
From pet owners and guardians through to every kind of pet professional, right up to veterinarians, there is a complete lack of awareness and understanding about how common soft tissue, chronic silent pain, neck and back pain is, and how to effectively find it. Now, the only way that you can effectively and consistently never miss silent pain in your pets is learn how to feel into their body. And when you feel into the sore area, then they'll, in their body language, they go, oh, that's where it hurts and that's how much it hurts. Now, it's not hard to learn. I've taught thousands of people how to do this, but it's like riding a bicycle. Until you learn how to do it, you can't do it.
So can you show me on Jem?
Mitzi, come here, buddy. Oh, now you want to be here, do you, Jem? No, Mitzi's a bit sore, so he's going to be
right.
Better.
This is Mitzi. Who is Mitzi?
Mitzi is half Shih Tzu, half Silky Terrier, about 150% attitude. So I'll just feel in through this area here.
So for the people tuning in that may not see this on video, you're at the spine just below the neck.
Just behind the shoulders, feeling in either side of the spine. And as soon as I apply a little bit of pressure, you can see he's pinching and dipping. I can also feel a whole lot of flickering under my, like twitching of the tissues under my hands. He's making a very quiet little noise. And he's actually quite sore. I think he got shoulder barged by the puppy yesterday. I saw him get cleaned up by the whippet. Running around like a mad thing. So it's the only way that you can find it is to bring, engage with touch, with the pain and tension in the body. And like I said, if you want to learn that, you can come along. I can teach you how to do it. We've got a whole lot of trainings. We've got home and professional practitioner trainings for Web Bodywork for Pets, which is where we really focus on the touch-based therapy, learning how to discover silent pain and using touch to relieve silent pain and anxiety and trauma. And then we have a second training, which is Web Energy Work for Animals, which is the intuitive development energy healing side of things.
Can you clone yourself, please?
Well, I'm doing my best. We've got seven teachers of the work around the world as well. I'm not on my own. We've got seven teachers and over 50 certified practitioners all over the world. And you'll see at wholeenergybodybalance.com, there is a practitioners page where you might hopefully be able to find someone close to you.
What I'm thinking is, you know, back in the day, there were first veterinarians that were there to help cattle and horses, and then dogs and cats came in the house. There's these evolutions. So what is your take on this field, this intuitive integrative medicine? Do you see this becoming more and more prominent in veterinary practices?
I would love to see intuitive and energy healing type things become more prominent, because I think of them as the ultimate adjunctive therapy in that they're totally safe, they can do no harm, and there's a surprising amount of research and evidence to show that energy healing interventions can and do cause, you know, a change greater than placebo. So even though the scientific orthodoxy just says it's a load of woo-woo nonsense, if you dig into the research, there is a growing evidence base that shows that these interventions can be highly effective. And if they can do no harm and they can be highly effective and anyone can learn how to use them, then why aren't we all using them is kind of my question to the world.
I like that question. And I think the answer is people need to be more open. I mean, Chinese medicine, I mean, talking about acupuncture, acupressure, you know, East meets West. And then you go to Australia to the land down under and you will meet the healing vet. See, it all comes full circle.
Well, you can meet me anywhere you like because I'm online.
So what's your parting message you want to say to somebody who loves their dog, loves their cat, does a good job at good feeds, gives them their annual exam, but there is so much more we can do?
Well, number one, learn about holistic healthcare. You know, learn about species appropriate, fresh whole foods diet. Learn about disease protection and know that you should always, always, always titer test before any revaccination, because your C3 and your F3, your core vaccines with the modified live viruses that are nearly universally used these days give a long-lasting duration of immunity of at least 5 to 7 years and often longer, up to lifelong.
And if I may, just so people understand, that the titer test that you say is a blood test to make sure that the antigens are there from the previous vaccination, correct?
You test the antibody levels, and you only revaccinate if the antibody levels become inadequate. If you revaccinate while you have adequate antibody levels in the body, those antibodies attack the vaccine before the body can respond. So all you're doing is an opportunity for harm. You're not strengthening immunity.
Okay.
And the other thing is that I would say to people is come and join our community of people all around the world who are learning how to use their hands and their hearts and their energy to give their pets not only greater healing and vitality and comfort and ease, but the other key thing with this work is that it deepens your relationship with your pets in the most beautiful and indescribable way. So if you want to have a deeper, more beautiful connection with your pets, no matter how good it is already, it can get better.
I like that. I've got to tell you, my dog Kona, she helps me with my pet first aid and she's a certified therapy cat dog. She's the most intuitive dog I've ever met. I jokingly say she finishes my sentences. And I think we're pretty connected, but I can see how we could even be more connected by looking into this.
Yeah. And, you know, we do have some training around silent pain, so you can learn what it is and how it gets there and why it's a problem and what to do about it too. So come along. And if you want to do that, I'm pretty sure we can give Arden a link to give you.
Well, I hope you're feeling healthier now. And I think you've got a mentor in this, Dr. Tom Hearn, and now you are helping others. So you're paying it forward, or should we say you're pawing it forward? People, please go visit thehealingvet.com and wholeenergybodybalance.com and check out this gentleman with the long, 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 long last name, Dr. Edward, who's doing a lot of good for a lot of pets. And I want to thank you for being a guest on our show today. You survived us.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I also at this time want to give a shout out to our producer, Mark Winter. He is the producer of all the shows on Pet Life Radio. And we have some big news, and you don't even know this one yet, Dr. Edward. Believe it or not, this show that you were just on was selected the number one pet podcast for all of 2023 from PetSpot.com. We did not get any money or free cars. And we are also the longest running pet podcast on the planet. We have been on the air since 07, when no one knew what a podcast was. I think my coffee mug with Casey on it probably has its own podcast by now. But the main thing is get out good information and have great people like you, Dr. Edward, as our guest. And check out my YouTube, Arden Moore, real easy. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.